Hey guys, my name is Amy Coonan, and I am a millennial on a mission to eat, clean, cook, dress, and live more sustainably. It's because of that I'm also the host of The Town Hall, Rubicon's first and only podcast where we share sustainability stories from the industry's influencers and the biggest brands, jam-packed with tips, tricks, and need-to-know info for those that want to do better for the planet but may not know where to start. We are covering it all. Last year, we spoke to some incredible people who are doing some incredible things for our planet. The executive director of the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation, the CEO of Seven Generation Cleaning Products, and one of the brains behind environmental sustainability in the NBA. This season, we're kicking it up a notch. Don't forget to download and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or iHeartRadio so that you don't miss a minute. And if you can't catch us on your commute or you don't download directly, don't stress. You can check out our website at rubiconglobal.com/townhallpodcast for recaps, reviews, and all things Town Hall. Hey, everybody, and welcome to season 3 of the Town Hall. I am your host, Amy Coonan Taylor, and we are back and better than ever after my honeymoon hiatus. 2020 is going to be a huge year for innovation within the realm of sustainability. And it just made sense to ring in the new year with Joanne Rodriguez, founder of MycoCycle. And I'll let her explain exactly what they're doing, but this company is so insanely cool. And I know we're all about to learn a lot. So thank you so much for being here this morning.
Oh, Amy, thanks for having me. And I'm honored to be kicking off the year with you. So what can I tell you about MycoCycle? We are using mushrooms to process toxins out of waste so we could divert them from landfill.
And that is like, I mean, that's at a high level and we'll break it down. But before we get into all the MycoCycle stuff, I mean, to use mushrooms to break down toxic waste, like you had to have had a hell of a career before that to come up with this idea. So walk me through your professional timeline a little bit. How did you get to run a company that's using mushrooms to clean up building waste? What sparked your passion for sustainability?
Goodness. I mean, I think I've always had it. I've been in construction products and materials for 30 years, and for 16 of those, I worked for a manufacturer of commercial roofing and waterproofing products, and I led sustainability efforts for them. But I was always involved in environmental efforts, even prior to that, and the idea that, you know, going back to the 3 R's and NIMBY, you know, not in my backyard, and reduce, reuse, recycle, was ever present. I mean, that went back to college days. So fast forward, and I had the opportunity to participate in a lot of high-level convenings, you know, Green Biz and Resilient City Summits, and really got a keen understanding of what it meant to try to get to zero waste. And we found with our products, we couldn't do that. So, you know, fast forward to a few years ago, I left the company. I just felt I maybe could do more. I could have a greater impact in my life. You know, how did I want to spend the rest of my life and my professional career? And it took me in this direction of wanting to find a way to tackle the industry's waste problem, the roofing and waterproofing, the building construction material issue. So in October of 2018, I started MycoCycle. My research led me to understanding that fungi, that mushrooms, are powerful healers of our planet, and just took me down this road of how could we commercialize this as a technology to get it out of the forest and into the economy? How could we apply this to solve a huge issue?
I think everybody has some, obviously, familiarity with mushrooms, you know, whether it's the kind that's in your risotto or the kind that like my college roommate used to bring to a concert. But, you know, what a lot of people may not know is like really the role that mushrooms play in our ecosystem. A lot of people think they're gross. A lot of people think that they belong on pizza, but I don't think that people really knows, you know, the mission of the mushroom. So what exactly does MycoCycle do and how do you guys use the mushrooms to do it?
So we have targeted toxins, like a polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon. Say that 3 times fast. We'll just break it down to PAH, which are universally recognized as being a carcinogen and really bad for the environment, right? For the water, for the soil, for the air. Phthalates, which are another stream, and then heavy metals. You know, we're talking arsenic, zinc, lead. And harnessing the power then of mushrooms, of fungi. They're powerful healers of our planet. They're resilient. They've always done that. They're really nature's decomposers. And so using biomimicry, if you will, mimicking their actions and putting it into a controlled technology, we apply that to waste streams to process the toxins out so we can make them non-toxic and then reuse those materials in the manufacture of a new product. So we don't manufacture anything, but we provide the service of controlling the detoxification of these materials so they could be reused, because right now they're all going to landfill. And I know you guys know there's only 18 years of landfill space left, and we need to do something. We need to disrupt this industry. And we've decided that mushrooms are our Trojan horse. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to change the thinking and move into a circular economy model and really try to not just kick the can down the road, but try to create a new value stream from the byproducts.
How long does the detox process take typically?
2 to 4 weeks. As we start to scale our beta, we've got our lab MVP. We know it works in the lab. We validated that. So we're scaling the beta. That'll give us a great idea to know how much inoculate it will take to work on the materials and how long mass amount of materials take to break down. But we don't believe that it would be any longer than 4 weeks. And it could be as quickly as 2 weeks.
So a company comes to you, or, you know, like a roofing company or, you know, a construction site, and they're talking to you. And do you go out and first do like an audit? Do you see what kind of materials they're using? How do you know what exactly you guys are going to be able to do for the companies?
For sure. You know, we're going to go out and take a look at what they have and run a little bit of environmental quality testing on the materials. We're able to then establish the protocol, if you will, for processing the materials. And so never trying to reinvent the wheel. And it might be because of 30 years of business experience. I know if we don't create a process that's easy to apply, people won't use it. So we want to deliver an engineered ecosystem that can be housed inside, right? So we can do it coast to coast, year round. And we want to emulate the process of what happens in nature. So we're going to take that and deliver it within the engineered ecosystem and process the toxins, apply it. And it's basically a train the trainer. So the people that use our process, we'll help them, we'll guide them, we'll test the materials on the front end, we'll test the materials and validate it on the back end. And then they're pretty much off to the races in licensing the technology and applying it wholesale on site.
What kind of, like, what species of mushroom are you using? Does that play a role? Like, is there different species that work, some that don't work? How do you kind of get all of the resources that you need to be able to kind of close the loop on this solution?
Sure. There's the white rot mushrooms. It's just a whole host of species, if you will. We've done a lot of testing, taking it from, you know, 16 strains down to 6 strains, down to 3 that we see to be most effective. But we've got a lot of variance in there and what we apply and how we apply it, how we use it, without giving too much of the secret to the secret sauce away. But I mean, you can read and see what's been effective on PAH and phthalates. And this is open source information. In our process, we've applied different techniques and different methodologies to be able to protect the IP, but to be able to apply it consistently as a deliverable. So yeah, there is an entire strain of fungi that are known to use digestive enzymes to break down larger multi-ring hydrocarbon chains and to hyperaccumulate the heavy metals in the fruiting body. So I do want to point out that mushrooms are like the pretty fruiting bodies that we see, the foods that we eat. Fungi is the entire organism. So just to make that distinction before, you know, you get an email and say, she doesn't know what she's talking about. It's easier just to reference mushrooms because that's what you see, right? And mycelia are the root structure that are delivering the network of enzymes to break down the chemicals. So the mycelia and the mushrooms are part of the entire organism that is the fungi.
You talked a bit about, you know, not wanting to explain really how the sausage gets made and like keeping a little of the secret sauce to yourself. Is there a direct competitor in this space? I mean, do you see a lot of companies transitioning towards this kind of model, or are you guys, I mean, you guys are really kind of the industry leader for, you know, this kind of detox.
Yeah, I think we're definitely the thought leader and the industry leader in this technology to micro-remediate materials. There's been some scholarly work done. There hasn't been much applied in a commercialized setting. There are, I would say, the closest competition would be just the traditional means of processing our waste streams right now, and or chemical recycling, which doesn't necessarily result in a regenerative approach. Ours is more regenerative as it falls into the circular economy. And so we're not going to call anybody's baby ugly. I think any time that we can try to eliminate waste and put it in to continual use as a resource, that's great. We just see an opportunity to harness this technology in a more natural perspective and create like a super cool material at the end of it. And so there are people, there are companies starting to innovate in mycelia-based products, and they're replacing plastics with mushrooms. And so you'll see like IKEA, for instance, using mushroom packaging. That's all based on the mycelium material, and that's what is a result material of our process.
My husband has a mushroom wallet. You see, you know, a lot of that being used as leather now. I think it's very, very cool. And since this is our new decade episode, I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity to at least ask you, like, how do you see MycoCycle changing, growing, evolving over the next 10 years? And then also, how do you see your industry changing, growing, and evolving, you know, over the next decade as well?
Such a big, you know, big aspiration. You're down in the trenches as a startup every day. But I would say in 10 years, I really hope that we will have put an exhaustive effort into educating people about the power of mushrooms and disrupting an entire industry. You know, I take a look at Rubicon. I'm not trying to pander, but I just look at what you've done over 10 years and to really elevate the conversation around the circular economy and make no waste, right? And we feel the same way, but we feel like we really, in 10 years, can change the way we look at trash, that we use it as a value stream and not just as a waste product. I mean, we're never going to get to zero waste. There's probably always going to be about an 8% waste factor, at least in construction and demolition debris. But wow, if we could get to that, that would be fabulous. Because right now we're only resourcing 7 to 9% of construction and demolition waste. And that's just not near where we need to be. So in 10 years, I hope we've taken that 7 to 9% of reuse down to 7 to 9% of what we can't use. And I think for us as a company, I hope we inspire more mycological advancement. Like, we really elevate this dialogue around mushrooms as a material. It's more mainstream, it's more accepted, and mushroom technology, mushroom tech, that's why I say I'm a mushroom tech person, that we could really start to advance that and that dialogue around nature-based systems and ecosystem services to be applied as technology of the future.
How many people, like, how big is your team right now? You know, who else are on the mushroom tech mission with you?
Well, I've got five, and three of them have backgrounds in mycorrhizal technology and mycology. Peter McCoy has been our lead mycologist in development of this process. So we're very lucky to have him.
I had to set myself up for that.
Oh, he's a fun guy?
Fun guy. I had to put that in at some point in the episode. I just figured now would be the time.
But you have to use fungi. I mean, there's no way around it. And that's, you know, we take a look at this. I surround myself with trusted colleagues because I think, you know, as I speak in the industry, so that was the second part of your question, was how do I see this industry? And in roofing and building materials, they're serious as sin. And, you know, I get it because a lot of the materials, right, are life safety, health, safety, wellness impacting things. And so to go in and talk to them about, okay, we're going to use mushrooms and make this new gen material, they're like, you're going to do what? Right. So, I mean, I think I'm fortunate to have 30 years of experience and a great network, but to also have some vanguard pioneers, environmental horticulturalists, great marketing, people who really truly believe in this mission. So, yeah, we are a bunch of fungi here. So, and we don't take ourselves too serious. We have to have fun with this and be able to educate people at a real everyday level. Otherwise, the concept doesn't fly. It doesn't get applied. People don't show interest.
I mean, the team is small, but like a lot of people are taking notice into a lot of the stuff you're doing, like Latinx and even the UN. Like, what's that been like for you?
It's been wild to come out of 1871 in Chicago and Latinx. I mean, a big nod to them to take a chance on me. They don't traditionally focus on these types of startups. So that has been fantastic to go into the Cleantech Open. National Accelerator was the next stepping stone. And that was really focused on clean tech like mine. But then to be able to garner the recognition of the United Nations, we have been nominated for the United Nations SDG Innovation Award. So the SDGs are the Sustainable Development Goals. And we have multiple impacts to those. So we are up for that. Right now, I mean, we were a semi-finalist for the Verge 2019 pitch competition that happened in October. I mean, there's been a lot of fast pace. It's like getting shot out of a cannon, I guess is all I could say, but it's been phenomenal. And people hear the story, you know, they hear our pitch, they research a bit, and it's taking hold. And so that continually gives me inspiration when I have one of those days where I'm like, man, I'm tired. I just can't do this anymore. Something unique or quirky will happen. Like I went and saw Fantastic Fungi. I don't know if you're familiar with that movie. It's making the rounds in the country. And I went and saw that for lunch the other day. And walking out, somebody called my name. And I mean, I have to tell you, I was 60 miles away. So I didn't know anybody in this community. And they called my name because they heard about me from a friend who saw me present, and she researched me. And I was like, get out of here, right? Shut the front door. Who knows me? It was pretty wild.
So before I let you get back to, you know, fixing our planet one mushroom at a time, I did want to play our quick little game with you. And I'm very excited as this is our first rapid fire of the new decade. Basically, okay. I'm just going to shoot off 10 quick questions and you just say the first thing that comes to you. They're not tough, I promise. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Number one, what was your first job?
I worked at the pharmacy that my dad worked at.
What is one of your 2020 New Year's resolutions?
To try to cuss less. I have a potty mouth.
If you had the opportunity to have dinner with one person, dead or alive, who would you choose and why?
Michelle Obama, because I find her to be super real, super approachable, highly intelligent, and I just have a great deal of admiration for her.
What's the most recent movie you've seen? I guess it was Fantastic Fungi, right?
It absolutely was. Yeah. And Peter McCoy was highlighted in it too. So that was great.
Describe yourself as a teenager in three words.
Pain in the ass.
Fair. What was one piece of advice you'd give to other aspiring female entrepreneurs?
Just do it. Don't ask for permission and don't worry about apologizing. It's a big risk, but it's worth it. And if you believe, other people will believe.
What is the first concert that you ever went to?
Def Leppard in 1983. I'm dating myself now.
What is one quote you've heard in your life that really stuck with you?
There's too many, but there's never been another day just like today, and there will never be another just like it again.
I like that. What is the best thing that you cook? I mean, do you cook with mushrooms or do you not like to bring your work home with you?
It does feel a bit like cannibalism. I love mushrooms and I do cook a mean mushroom risotto and mushroom polenta. So I love to cook with mushrooms.
And lastly, what does success mean to you?
Success means that I can look in the mirror and feel validated, you know, content with myself, that I haven't left anything behind, because you can't regret what you don't do.
Joanne, thank you so much for doing this with us. I mean, it's really been so very cool. You're ushering in a new decade of big ideas and circular solutions, and we're doing it together. And I'm really honored to be the platform to tell your sustainability story. I mean, when we
met at Greenbuild, I was so inspired and so excited, and I could not think of a better way to kick off season 3. So thank you so much.
Amy, thank you. I'm honored, like I said, and I'm looking forward to a wonderful 2020 and beyond.
Awesome.